Throughout a lot of the United States, especially in the western states and even more so in Alaska, the federal government has withdrawn lands for a lot of different reasons. The withdrawn lands then are off limits to other kinds of selections and designations, like the state's right-of-ways, state selection, mining claims, native allotments, and such. A lot of the federal withdrawals are for public purposes, such as parks and refuges. Others are withdrawn to give agencies the flexibility to consider proposed uses for the land, and in other cases, it seems like they've been withdrawn for arbitrary political purposes. When the federal lands are withdrawn, they're basically closed until the withdrawal is removed. And in some cases, that takes an act of Congress. So it creates the problem where the lands remain closed to public entry, even when the original purpose of the withdrawal has been accomplished or has lapsed. In Alaska, a lot of these federally withdrawn lands have been selected by the state of Alaska in accordance with the Alaska Statehood Act for transfer to become state-owned lands. Some of the lands in withdrawal status have high mineral potential, and other lands are selected as access corridors. In all cases, these state-selected lands can't be transferred, and Alaska loses opportunities. There should be a letter in there from a Bristol Bay Native Corporation that talks about how the obsolete federal land withdrawals are like speed bumps on their highway to economic prosperity. HJR 48 requests Congress to amend the country's public land withdrawals so that the withdrawals will sunset after 10 years unless the agency responsible for managing the land provides Congress with a justification. It also requests that Congress require the federal land managing agencies to compile a comprehensive list of the withdrawn lands under their jurisdiction to accomplish four things: to extract the geographical coordinates of the withdrawn land, secondly, the legal authority for the withdrawal, third, to document the establishing the withdrawal, and fourth, the proposed disposition of the affected land, and then file a plan with Congress within a year defining how the withdrawals will be terminated. The requirement extends to all the agencies in the United States that manage public lands. Some of them I hadn't realized were the ones holding it, like the post office. They manage lands, as does Fish and Wildlife Service, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Defense, in addition to the obvious ones like the Bureau of Land Management and the Natural Park Services. Another quote from Bristol Bay was that an obsolete withdrawal is like a human appendix. It serves no purpose, but it has the potential to kill you. So with House Joint Resolution 48, the Alaska State Legislature encourages Congress to amend the public land laws of the United States in it to provide a timely way that those withdrawn lands can be returned to fuller use. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Judy at this time? Beth, Representative Petula.
Thanks. Basically, you're just saying that if you haven't done something within 10 years to justify why you've withdrawn the land, that then it would revert back. Is that right? So it's not we wouldn't have the right to forbid it, but it's just saying that we're encouraging Congress to make them do something or give it up, right? Thanks. Great.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions? Okay, thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We do have two people online to testify. First, Steve Vorrell from the Alaska Miners Association. Steve, are you there, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Steve Vorrell. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Miners Association and am testifying on behalf of the association. I believe you have our letter in your packets. It goes into detail. I won't repeat all of that in the interest of time. We've known of this issue for many years, especially in the 40 Mile District, where at the time prior to Anilka, a swath of land, if you will, on either side of the river, a mile wide, was designated as a closure. And then when Anilka actually passed, the swath of land was only 1 mile wide, so a half mile on either side of the river. And yet that strip on both sides of the river now remains closed, closed to anything basically, including mining claims. Well, that's the area that we've really focused on and known about for a long time. But within the last couple of years, it's become, we believe, more crucial in that a lot of state selections have been transferred to Alaska now. And I'm not sure what the number, there's probably in the vicinity of 10 million acres yet to be transferred. But many of the acreages that the state has selected, in some cases because of high mineral potential, many of those lands are closed. They're closed by some sort of a federal withdrawal, and part of the reason we support this resolution is because we don't even know at this point. I don't think the state, nor does the federal government, in any one place have a list or a description of what those lands are. We are aware that the state has done some work. DNR has done some work to determine where all the withdrawals are, but at this point, they're not confident that they know where they all are. And one of the factors that has brought this to light is the companies have been out exploring for minerals, in particular platinum group elements, platinum and palladium in particular. And in the process, they have they've worked on their land status and determined that, hey, those lands that they were interested in looking at were closed, and so they've had to just walk away because of it. I don't really have anything else. I think the first step, which this resolution would ask the Congress to enact, just requires the agencies to sit down and spell out exactly what lands are closed, what was the authority by which they were closed, and is there any reason that they should remain closed now? Okay. With that, thank you very much for the opportunity to testify.
Okay, thank you, Steve. And we do have your letter here, so we sure can reference that.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you for your brevity also. Also, we have from DNR Realty Service, Sandra Singer. Sandra?
That's correct, Mr. Chair. I'm just simply here to answer questions if you may have any for the department. I was recently hired to manage the Realty Services section within the Division of Mining, Land, and Water for DNR. And as a group, we are responsible for land acquisition and title defense for the state of Alaska, including the resolution of issues involving withdrawn lands. We would just like to say that we do support this resolution. These federal withdrawals continue to impede the department's ability to acquire lands with high resource or development potential, much in the manner that Mr. Burrell has already commented on. While the state has top-filed essentially all withdrawn lands, as allowed by ANILCA, we must continue to hold aside that portion of our statehood entitlement acreage needed to ensure the future conveyance of these high-priority withdrawn lands.
Okay, well, thank you, Sandra. Any questions for Sandra? Okay, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify on this time? Okay, we'll close public comment and we'll bring it back to the committee. What are the wishes of the committee? Representative Massey?
Mr. Co-Chairman, I would like to move HJR 48 out of committee with individual recommendations and the attached information with the resolution and ask for unanimous consent.
Okay, is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, so moved. That concludes our business. I'd just like to say two more comments with regard to the meeting. I'd like to thank Representative Fade for holding that bill. I thought we did have a good discussion also, and I, as you know, support the maximum sustainable yield concept also. Had to get that in there. And also, just these for the committee, the presence, I promise you, the only thing that I ask you to do is you flaunt them in front of the Finance Committee because I think ours are better than theirs.
Okay.
Representative Stevens.
I do appreciate that. I'm putting the picture on front with all the various resources, but there's no Ted Stevens is not on here.
I'm sorry, I was oversight. All right, with that, resources committee will conclude at 3 o'clock. Thank you.